literally start immediately. I can start immediately. I'll be my whip. How you like that, dude? We on, baby.
I think that's actually how, like, I could be wrong. I think denim started as a tent.
Really?
Lemaire, you're fired. I know this isn't the climate for us to be firing our only minority partner, but you're fucking fired, dude. Yeah, I could be wrong about that, but I think denim started as a tent fabric, and then like miners just started wearing them as pants because they were durable.
That's also not a very breathable fabric. If you're in a denim, do you ever wake up in a tent?
Yes.
It's fucking hot.
It sucks. The tarp, it always sucks. I've never not had a shitty experience waking up in a tent.
Yeah, Matt, if you woke up in a tent, you would just have a nut sweat on your forehead in a jean tent.
Yeah, just nonstop.
It would just, your whole body would be crotch sweat.
Yeah, well, their lives did suck. So, I mean, you just wake up all sweated out and you're just like, all right,
I got a shower last night. I worked out last night and did like a no soap shower. I call them rinse offs.
Yeah.
I was like running real quick and just do it. Dude, I like just rinse. You ever rinse off? You get real sweaty and rinse off with no soap and it's like, you're basically Gladiator. I like just rinsed off of water and I'm like, this is how I used to do it, dude. You would just go into a river. Like you had like an important date. You'd be outside just like eating bugs and doing shit. And you just would like put water on you and be like, dude, I'm fresh as fuck right
eating
now.
Bugs.
Yeah, you'd be like, you know, digging in the dirt.
Munching some bugs.
Well, if you're farming back in the day, your crop's not going, you're like digging, you're definitely munching bugs as you're going. Like there's been a lot of bug munching that's flown under the radar.
Yeah.
If you're like a 17th century farmer and you're sitting there and you're digging, your potato crop kind of sucks,
I wonder if munching bugs was like, you know how like today, like I'll toss a booger in there every once in a while.
But munching a bug?
I'll munch a bug every once in a while. Get rid of it.
True.
You got to get rid of it. Sure. You toss it in, maybe launch it.
Yeah.
But if it's one of the...
I treat boogers like I do if I get a packet, like a drugs, if I'm getting pulled over, I'll consume it. If someone's like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing.
I bet that's how bug eating was back in the day.
You sneak
people
one?
Like everybody kind of did it.
Yeah.
But it was very shameful to admit that like every once in a while you pretended to not have one in your fingernail. Like
just fucking eat a bug. You think people were out here Hakuna Matata just like, dude, this is what we
breaking
eat.
Open a log.
Yeah. Like nobody.
Dude, I've been strong into that. You're talking a good time period for me.
Yeah.
The whole way out here, I was listening to that book again.
What's the book? The
book is, a lot of people were asking. It's called War on the Run. It's about Robert Rogers. But it's also about like just life pre-revolution in America and like Native Americans and shit. And I have been harsh on the natives the last couple episodes. That's what happens when you report on something before you finish a book.
True.
Like I read one chapter that was just like, this is what the Indians used to do. And then the next chapter was like, they did have some good things, but I only got the bad part.
Welcome to my world, dude.
And then immediately reported on it. And I was like, they were called savages for a reason. hilarious. This was making me laugh. I knew you'd like it. These four white dudes got caught catching beavers. The beaver pelts were like, that was money back
then. True, yeah.
That was because in the colonies, they didn't really have that much currency.
Mm-hmm.
Dudes would counterfeit like crazy.
It's really funny too. There, when there's like no money, people are like, all right, well, forget about money. What else do we have? Like, we got all beaver pelts.
Fucking beavers are everywhere.
Like, all right, well, that's money now. Yeah. All right, continue.
Oddly enough, the chapter was called, it was about how if you counterfeited back then, it was a death penalty, which hasn't changed much.
Wow, anyway. You address a nation?
Anyway,
excuse me.
Pardon me.
Well, it's actually policed by the secret society still, or the secret society, secret service.
What's that? Counterfeiting?
Freudian slip on my part. Yeah, the counterfeiting's it's policed by the Secret Service. They're the ones following money. It's the president's bodyguards or something. They give their life for the bodyguard, and they also have to make sure nobody's printing funny money. That's the Secret Service's job.
They used to literally on bills say to counterfeit is death.
Really?
To be printed on bills. Like, yeah, if you got caught counterfeiting, you were fucked. Like they would brand you or kill you.
As a cat, you get branded as
counterfeit. They used to get branded under their eyes, like right here.
Oh,
pretty sick.
That's just to make sure, check.
Yeah, it
funny
would just
money.
Say R for like rogue, if you were like a vagabond or a piece of shit, and then like M for murder, like all that shit.
Damn.
It sucks to get an R for rogue when, rapists.
Sure, what did they give people for rapists by R little A?
Yeah, it sucks.
It's like the periodic table. It's like R little A rapist, R rogue. But no, being a rogue is sick.
Being a rogue is sick, but back then it wasn't. People hated them.
True. If you didn't follow the rules.
If you were just, because in the colonies, there were like no rules.
Yeah.
So dudes would come from Europe that were criminals there. Mm-hmm. Just all you had to do back then was call yourself a different name. You could do it in a moment. You'd be like, no, I'm Tom. Mm-hmm. And then you go to another town.
Yeah.
And just counterfeit money there.
Well, it's also.
So they'd have to brand you. There wasn't an internet back then.
Yeah.
There was no databases.
That's what I'm saying.
So they just have to do something. They'd like cut your ear off.
Well, yeah, your personal horizon ended at your town, and then a guy would come in and be like, yo, this is new money. You're like, they put new money out? You're like, new money, bro.
Yeah,
you want it or not? And you're like,
give me that horse. Here's a bunch of new money.
You're like, well, I just ate a bug. You're like, I can't turn down this new money. And he's like, why does it look different? He's like, don't do the counterfeiting back then. The technology, what the fuck did they do? It was drawing.
There were plates that they could.
So they stamped.
Counterfeit, yeah.
So they would get a money stamp.
Yes.
And then be like, just
stamp shit.
They could have just made t-shirts back then. They had no idea.
Printing t-shirts.
If they had like a print, like a money dollar bill.
There's your shirt.
Yeah, that's true. That's my tee. They could have just printed tees, dude. Be like, yo, you just want to wear a shirt with a dollar bill on it? Like, yeah, that's
fine. That would have been tight. The clothes back then sucked.
Yeah.
But so these four dudes were trespassing and collecting beaver pelts.
Sure.
Which, dude, beavers are huge.
Are they?
Yeah, I didn't know that. They get up to 90 pounds. They're fucking big dogs, dude.
Beavers are 90
beavers
fucking pounds?
Beavers can get up to 90 pounds, at least back then. I'm sure they've been killed enough now that they're a little,
sure, a little skimpy.
A little skimpy. They're losing weight.
These are like the dinosaur days for beavers.
Beavers were 90 pounds. These dudes, and they would trick them. It's a sad way to kill them. What would they do? So they put like a trap in the water and put like female pheromones on it.
Yeah.
And when the beaver stood up at the top of the stick to rant, there was a clamp or something that drug it under the water.
How'd they get the female beaver pheromones? Do I even want to know?
Kill the you cut them out of them and
squeeze,
rub it on a stick.
So you have to surgically remove their you'd have to cut their pussies open.
Yeah, they'd be like, here's some, maybe that's how beaver came out.
True. Now I'm thinking about it. Think they took him for a spin?
They're eating bugs, dude. You don't think they're taking beaver puss?
By the way, a man just got charged in Delaware for having sex with molesting ponies. So
that is a tale as old as time.
Did you hear that story?
What happened?
There's a Delaware man. I think he's 32 years old. So people are coming back and seeing the ponies like ankles would be kind of raw, and they're like, "What the hell? What's wrong with my pony?" And then this guy was going in the barns and strapping the pony. He would like strap their legs down.
Yeah, you gotta get those back legs.
He'd have his way with them. Yeah, you don't want to get kicked.
Yeah.
So they said molesting them. So I don't know if he was penetrating these ponies. I think he was just like oral, maybe.
That was like my first joke.
What?
Guy in Pennsylvania was eating horse pussy. He got caught.
Was he?
And I was like, all you have to do is stand up and you're innocent. Like if you get caught eating pussy, like somebody has, and you just stand up real quick, what psycho is going to be like?
You eating pussy?
You just eating that horse's pussy? Boom, comedy, Harrisburg Comedy Zone explodes every single time. Like, that was in Perry County. They're like, whoo.
Well, it's topical, too.
Yeah.
They're probably going to call my cousin eating horse pussy the other day.
Everybody's been eating horse pussy. All right, hold on.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So, these four dudes get captured by these Indians. They take them, and they make them run the gauntlet. So, that was one thing they would do when they would capture prisoners. A lot of these tribes would make you run a gauntlet, like, right away. So, the whole town would come to the bank of this river with these two dudes they captured on canoes.
Yeah.
And one of them, by the way, Stark, in the Revolutionary War, would come up with the term live free or die.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sick.
Yeah.
He was that. I mean, this is how small a world this was back then.
Shout out.
Oh, yeah. True.
Shout out.
Well, Mary, you missed it. God damn it, dude. You're fired. Wait, how did you? Would you doze off?
Huh?
Yeah, fell asleep.
He's not paying attention.
He's paying attention. He couldn't know I was doing a physical. True. He doesn't know my comedy's verbal and physical, dude. Physical comedy, dude. Welcome to.
The whole town.
What's the gauntlet?
Gauntlet is where the townspeople, mostly young men, line up two rows and make you run the gauntlet.
Oh, they're making
and they hit you with sticks and fuck with you the whole way.
I thought they were. When so you get caught by the Indians, they'd make you do a gauntlet.
Yeah, the Indians would make you run the gauntlet.
Do we have a gauntlet?
As a prisoner. No.
Did
the good guys? Did the good guys have it?
Did the settlers have a fucking gauntlet?
No, I think they probably just
killed you.
Executed Indians, I'm sure.
So you had to run through.
Yeah, they handed you a stick that you had to hold. So you couldn't like block. You had to like hold a stick and run through a gauntlet. and they would all just hit you. Now, they tried not to hurt you. They try not to kill you, I mean.
They just want to hurt you.
They want to fuck you up. But the Indian who captured them, who was the chief of this tribe, told them some things to say in their language that would like make it easier on them, which actually translated to like, I could fuck up everybody in here. Hilarious. So the first guy ran through, was like, Tahini gaba hop up to Gideon. Like, he's just screaming.
Talking shit.
He had no idea.
And they're just fucking cradling the crossballs. It's like, what'd you
The second guy came through and his chant was, I could fuck all the women here. Like, while he's running through. And then he started getting hit hard enough that he started fighting the gauntlet. He dropped the stick and just started swinging. And they let him go. They were like, all right, hilarious. We're not going to hit him anymore.
Well, he's also probably crying. Be like, I could fuck all the characters, please.
Please let me fuck anybody here.
Please let me fuck all the girls in here, please, for the love of God.
So I was wrong on that part. The Indians were funny.
That's fucking hilarious.
That guy in the canoe was like, here's... I'll hook you up. Oh, this is going to make things a lot easier. Just yell, I'm going to fuck all the women in here. Hilarious. That's that holds up today, that joke. That's a good bit.
It's pretty good.
That's a good bit by that Algonquin.
Oh, that's pretty fucking funny. How fun would it be to have a gauntlet, too? This is the thing. Like,
we did it in high school.
I know.
Gauntlet rules.
Yeah, this is what people do.
Yeah, it's an instinctive thing to make people run through a gauntlet.
And just fuck them up.
Just slap them the whole way. But... Yeah, then they did get a little mean.
Yeah.
After that. So some of these tribes would have, like, you go cabin to cabin when you're getting indoctrinated, basically, as tortured, like, into being a prisoner. You get
hazed.
Like, yeah. Get hazed into it, which is, like, you go to this cabin, somebody will pluck a fingernail out. You go to the next cabin, someone will bite your finger off.
What?
Someone will just gnaw your finger off. One of the cabins was just one of the women just beat the shit out of you. You couldn't hit back. She just beat you as hard as she could the whole time.
Really?
Dude, it was...
Did they cut your finger off yet?
Eventually, yeah. This is usually... Nah, that sucks. And then there's some cabins where it's just little kids and they stab you a little.
Just
light stabbings.
Man.
And then eventually, I think a lot of them would scalp you and then pour boiling water on where they just scalped you, which...
It's hot, too. It's fresh off the fire,
And then just make you roll in, like, thorn bushes. They're just doing like really mean shit to people.
So you had to go get the aggro crap. This is Global Guts.
Oh, this was, you got crushed. You got fucking crushed. But the Indians, a lot of these tribes. So that's another thing that is annoying. Obviously, I've said it 1,000 times. When people talk about Indians in America, they're always like the Indians, like it's one group. These are just, some Northeastern woodland tribes I'm talking about here.
Exactly.
Obviously, it fluctuates. Yeah. But
read up if you don't know about them.
Some of the, they also, they all like loved being able to take pain. That was like their big fucking thing. Like if your mom cried while giving birth to you, everybody in the tribe was like, you're a fucking fag.
Really?
Like that stayed with you. So even moms had to be like tough as fuck the whole time. Like wild shit.
And so it's possible. It's possible for a woman to give birth, not even just like
naturally,
even just kind of like, they complain?
Not allowed to complain, dude.
Crazy. So it's possible.
The tribes had some good ideas, dude.
I'm just curious.
They had basically a quit you policy to women.
Like knock off.
Quit your bitching, dude. Or your kid's gay.
So it is possible to, it doesn't, you don't have to fucking harp on it forever. Oh, go on. Sorry, please. Totally unrelated.
Also, one that made me laugh was one of these Indians like recorded how British people acted when they got hurt, which was wah, wah. Like that's literally how, like when we scalp them, they just go wah, wah.
Me hair.
Oh, you got me hair in. Oh, no.
So that's where the powdered wigs came from. They'd go to scalp you, the powdered wing would slide off, and you'd just be like, and just pop off.
I wonder if powdered wigs were treated like black ladies' weaves.
Were they getting a fight?
If you touch them. Anyway, so that's
funny.
It's been fun stuff reading up on that.
So the gauntlet, though. So at the end, after a guy bit your finger off,
I mean,
a woman dominatrix you and then a little kid fucking needled you. What would happen? They would just be like, oh, like a roller coaster. Like, here's our impression of you being a pussy about this.
Pretty much. But there was also examples of dudes getting tortured and like laughing and making fun of the Indians, at which point a lot of the Indians would kind of like let them live.
Like you roll.
Be like, yo, you're tough. Or another thing they would adopt. They adopted a lot because a lot of these tribes were like sustenance farming and shit like that, where they didn't have a lot of manpower, especially at this point. With the colonists there, so they would just take dudes in.
Yeah,
but like, you're one of us now.
Bite your finger off first.
Bite your finger off and be like, all right, you can stay. There was one guy that one guy got adopted and was like literally from that. Oh, dude, he got adopted by a dude slowly just because he obviously couldn't speak the fucking language. Mm-hmm. So he sat down and an old dude in a cabin started plucking his hair out. Like he likened it to like a bird, like a turkey, like just ripping the feathers out. This dude started ripping all his hair out and left a patch in the front. And he didn't, you know, he didn't realize it at the time, but he was giving him their haircut. That's how they cut hair. Barbershop in the tribe was rough, dude.
So he gave him the number four on the wall.
Yeah, he just ripped it straight out. Just an old dude ripping your hair out. And then the chief came in and was like, you're one of us now. And he was like, literally from that day, no one in that tribe treated me remotely different. Like all it took was the chief being like, he's one of us. And everyone was like, sup?
Sup, bro?
That was it.
Well, dude, also, too, it's like, you know, I was trying to be like, well, could I be friends with people who bit my finger off and had their wife beat me up and yelled at me? It's like, imagine you know, where they're like, all right, dude, we're going to let you loose. Now my other options to live in the woods.
Yeah.
And first, just doing that alone without people who are going to bite my finger off and imprison me.
Yeah.
Just if there's anybody, they could be so mean to me and be like, no, but you're still part of the thing. I'd be like, thank you. Just thanks for not letting me fucking starve to death next to a creek.
One guy got adopted and he was like a slave. And he was doing like farm work. And eventually he like threw his hoe into the river and was like, this is for women. And all the Indians were like, sick. This guy's awesome. We're gonna let him free. So the Indians did have cool fucking codes. You know, he risked his life to be like, this is chick work.
This is girl work.
They were like, you're right. That's chick work, dude. Go home.
You passed the test.
Yeah. And also,
that would be sick if the last samurai, the final test, and him like, this is fucking gay. And they're like, no. Congratulations.
If he's a gay, are you? You're a free, are you? But they,
too many minds. He's like, everything's fucking gay. Everything's fucking gay. They're like, yes, he's learning.
Yes, he's learning our ways.
That's fucking sick, dude.
Yeah, the Indians like, code.
Fucking girls.
Yeah, he threw his hoe into the river and they were all like, this is good.
Respect.
Very good.
There had to have been white guys out there that bit other white guys' fingers eventually.
He came home and started biting fingers.
No, I'm saying like, fuck are you doing, dude?
Like, it's how you become tribe. Biting fingers off is, that's like the third or fourth reference they've made to it. So
Sebastian Younger left that out.
Safe to say that some of the natives were munching fingers hard.
For sure.
Gnawing your finger off.
Just an old gotcha. Just like, let me see your finger. Close your eyes. Bite your finger off. Like, ah.
Got your finger.
Oh, man. I wondered if any settlers joined. Because a lot of those dudes stayed with the tribes. Even people who ran away from settlements, they stayed with the tribe. I wonder if there had to have been someone who bit somebody like John Smith's third cousin. Definitely probably bit someone's finger off.
Yeah, I'm sure. If you hang around that culture long enough, you're gonna nibble a finger.
Well, it's also funny too. Like, if they have adopted like European dudes, so you're just like running. You're in the gauntlet. All of a sudden, you come to the next tent with a white dude in it, and you're like, "Dude,
you gotta
this shit's
me.
Fucked he's up." Like, he's like,
"He's like, I know it's fucking. Let's see your hand real quick." It's crazy. He holds up a hand. He's like, ah, "Me too." But yeah, then they also Robert Rogers, who the book's about, wrote down that he was like, "There's also literally zero wealth disparity. Like everybody is the exact, like you're not allowed to do anything if your neighbor's poor.
Can't
you gotta help them."
Yeah.
Which, you know, good quality. Mm-hmm. I think it's easy to be that when you guys are all living in fucking tents though.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to be spreading the wealth when there's zero wealth.
Yeah, or it was also really physical back then too. Like you would be like, there wasn't like like bitcoins and fiat currency. It was like, you have six goats, some guy has two, and you're like, here, dude, have two fucking goats.
Yeah.
Or whatever. It's like, here, bro, have a fucking pelt.
Yeah, so they did have good shit.
I think they used to also do a thing where they would, whoever had the most stuff would burn all their shit. Well, it was, I forget who it was, but they'd have a thing where like the dude at the top was ceremonially would just like get rid of all of his shit.
That's like Bill Gates giving to charity.
True.
It's pretty much what we do.
Yeah, they would back then, the Native Americans would give away like a large proceeding of all the stuff they had, then secretly develop a little shot based on your genetics.